August 31st, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, be careful as to the choices you make. Here is where morality crosses the line into politics. I am and have been calling you into a life of holy love, which is the embrace of all my commandments. Therefore, you cannot embrace my commandments if you support any candidate who believes in and supports abortion. Holy love is law and order. You must not, in holy love, support violence of any kind. You must support the police who call for law and order. Do not, for the sake of a few misguided sinners, reject all who represent law and order." Holy love rejects confusion and sorts out good from evil. Therefore, the conscience of a soul who seeks to live in holy love is clear and simplistic in his goals. These days, you must see clearly the platforms of those who are running for office, from the lowliest office to the highest. Any office exerts influence on the populace. Do not think that what the media portrays as good is always good and righteous. The mainstream media does not support holy love in hearts. The agenda they do support flattens the conscience of the world to accept a new world order, an order which would most easily embrace one leader. Such a leader would sow confusion in order to take away freedom. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.